Welcome to Another Day with Jesus, a daily inspirational podcast from the Word of God brought by Pastor Pritchie. May this word be an encouragement to lead your day ahead.
Greetings in Jesus' name. Welcome to this amazing new day. Do you know that the Lord's presence with you is more than enough for you to be able to overcome every fiery dart that the enemy throws against you? You need to be assured of God's protection. You need to have your eyes open to see the manner of God, the ways of God, the provisions of God. When we are blinded to what God is doing, we will be in crazy mess because now we don't have the faith, we don't have the revelation, we don't know what to expect. We will be caught off guard because the enemy, he capitalizes on our unbelief and ignorance. Let me give you a word of revelation from the Lord. Psalms 125 and verse 2. The Lord says, "As the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds his people from this time forth and forever." You know, the mountains that are surrounding the physical city of Jerusalem, it is a prophetic sign for every child of God. Because Jerusalem was supposed to be a city where worship happens. Jerusalem was a city that was close to the heart of God. Jerusalem was a city that he had chosen to place his name in that place. Jerusalem was where the temple will be built. Jerusalem was where the ruler of the nation of Israel will rule from. Jerusalem was supposed to be the place where the Savior, the Messiah, would come to rule at. And the Bible says that there are mountains that surround the city of Jerusalem. Now these mountains, it helps to protect against invaders. It helps to protect against unwanted and unexpected army or the enemies that are coming in hordes. These mountains, it creates a stumbling block for the enemy to freely enter into the city of Jerusalem. Now God is pointing us towards these mountains and he's telling us, just like that mountain, it is surrounding the city of Jerusalem, my presence, it is surrounding you. He says, so the Lord surrounds his people. As I share this revelation with you, my desire, my hope is that each of our eyes will be open to see the reality of who surrounds us. It is not enemy, it is not sickness, it is not lack, it is not poverty, it is not problems, but it is the Lord who surrounds us. There is this particular story in the Old Testament about Elisha who was on a hill. And one morning when he woke up, his servant came running at him saying, "Do you know that we are going to die? Because the entire hill is surrounded by the enemy. And there are chariots, there are horses, there are these warriors, there are these people that are fully armed. And they are going to destroy us, they are going to kill us, or they are going to take us as captives." This servant was in great distress because of who surrounded the hill. The servant, his eyes were not open to see spiritual realities. He was merely limited to physical environments around him. And he came to Elisha, the man of God, the prophet of God, the seer of God, asking him, "What do you do now? How do we get out of this situation?" He needed to be consoled. He needed to be comforted. He needed a word from God. Elisha, on the other hand, he did not panic. He wasn't scared. He wasn't afraid. Although the danger was real, he wasn't, falling on his face, crying out to God and expecting God to come down and rescue him. No, instead, Elisha just said, "God, would you please open the eyes of my servant?" He just prayed for his servant's eyes to be able to see the same realities that Elisha himself was seeing. He's not even asking for God's help or intervention. He is only asking that their eyes will be open to seeing what God is already doing. And as soon as his eyes were opened, he saw that there are chariots of fire. There are chariots that are spiritual in nature that is surrounding the hill even before the enemy had laid a siege around it. Now, these chariots of fire were on Elisha's side. And that opening of eyes that servant had, that was enough to quench every doubt, every disbelief, every concern, every question, every fear that this is going to be the last day of his life. And today I am prophesying to you, may your eyes be opened to see who you are surrounded by. You're not surrounded by your enemies. No, no, no. You're not surrounded by questions that don't have an answer. You are not surrounded by people who are taunting you and making fun of you. No, you're not surrounded by problems and challenges. You are surrounded by the Lord Himself. The Lord says, one more time, as the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds His people. From this time forth, and forever. This is going to be our eternal state. We are not just going to go to God even in heaven, hoping to find some help and mercy and some time with Him. No, He is going to be surrounding us. He's going to be all around us, above us, beneath us, beside us, inside us. This is the nature of God. He wants to be the mountain that surrounds us. Anybody that wants to fight you will need to pass by through the mountain called God. Anybody that wants to hurt you, they are trying to eventually hurt the mountain by the name Yahweh. So you can be rested today. You can be at peace. You can be calm because the Lord is going to make sure to bring you on the other side, and He is going to protect you during this phase. He's going to encourage you and strengthen you during this phase of fighting the enemies that you're fighting in this season. Will you just believe and trust Him that from this time forth and forever, you're surrounded by the Lord? Father, we thank You for this revelation. We thank You that You are the mountain that surrounds us. You are the impossible challenge that the enemy has to overcome before he begins to touch us or meddle with whatever You've entrusted us with. We give You all the praise. We thank You for Your protection. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in today. Hope this word has blessed you. For any queries or help, connect with us at pastorpriji.com. May you have a Jesus-filled day today.